Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Bienvenue. Welcome. Hello, everyone, my fresh produce aficionados. You're tuned into the Global Fresh Series, where fresh knows no borders, but you will need a passport, because I'm going to stamp it personally. I'm your host, Juanita Galio, coming to you from beautiful Long Beach, California, where the sun and sand serve up history, hospitality, and fresh produce in one delicious mix. We have some incredible farmers markets here. Now, last week, I talked about a random radio conversation between two hosts discussing what is the perfect holiday gift when one replied to the other, avocados. It was just a completely random impromptu conversation that I'm listening to as I'm driving down Pacific Coast Highway. And I thought, hey, that's really cool that the first thing that came to mind and without hesitation is the perfect holiday gift for me is avocados. I love hearing these random conversations while I'm out in public, and I'm keeping my ears open for others because here's another one. As I'm checking out of a really nice fresh produce supermarket the other day, I'm standing there waiting, the cashier's ringing up everything, and I notice there are two consumers behind me. They have their baskets full as well. And one customer looks at the other customer's basket and she says, oh, I really like that fruit. That's one of my favorites. And the guy replies back, yeah, me too. I'm always picking this up. Then they both said, yeah, I like it better than the green. Well, I guess what it was. It was the multi-pack Sun Gold Kiwi Fruit. And I thought, oh, that's really cool. They're actually commenting on some fruit in their basket, just the way you would a CPG good. So it's always interesting to hear what consumers are saying about their fresh produce or something, a new taste they've discovered. Another thing is like dragon fruit. That's still so exotic looking and it's delicious. So you hear people saying, yeah, try it. It's really pretty good. Now, I also mentioned that given hearing the radio host feedback about avocados as the perfect gift, I mentioned that suppliers could benefit from using festive packaging during the holiday season. Well, today I saw an article and a beautiful picture of a festive holiday-themed navel orange carton that Sunkiss growers are releasing right now. They have it on the market. It's beautiful. I was right in what I mentioned last week about lifting sales, because they quoted that this holiday packaging from last year drove sales with a 24% lift in navel orange volume versus the year prior. Again, this type of packaging lends to strong storytelling and is a perfect gift for any holiday event. And with that kind of lift in sales, 24%, it does go to show that if it's packaged correctly and attractively for the occasion, people will buy it. Furthermore, there was a recent survey showing strong results for U.S. consumers planning to celebrate a holiday, with 68% of consumers responding that they plan to celebrate at least three or more holidays. This reinforces the demand for festive grocery purchases. I will be looking for those avocados wrapped in a Christmas box that all I have to do is wrap a bow around it and take it as a present. I think these would be really unique presents. What did you bring me? Oh, a box of avocados or a box of navel oranges or maybe even a box. I think the coolest idea would be to have boxes that are wrapped, you know, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever, you know, and then you can also have the different logos from the different companies carrying the different products, because maybe you can't eat 10 or 6 oranges, but you could put in 2 oranges, 2 potatoes, some dragon fruit, some kiwi fruit. You know, you could actually mix the box up and present this. And I think that's a really brilliant idea. I like that. Or even if you're going to put something together that it all works together for a meal, that's even better. Anyway, these are just my creative brainstorms. I also got to thinking about my other topic, which is still grabbing attention, particularly among the CPG companies that produce ultra-processed foods. Last week, I mentioned the Reuters article where more than 40 global health experts, from epidemiologists to nutritional scientists, collaborated with Lancet to issue a wake-up call. The article was called Ultra-Processed Foods, or UPFs. They're calling it one of the biggest threats to public health globally. And you'll see why in a second, because just this morning, there was an article in The Guardian about San Francisco to sue food giants over ultra-processed products. They're claiming that the local governments have been shouldering the cost of treating diseases that rise from public consumption of these products. This is beginning to sound very familiar to the tobacco companies. Remember when many lawsuits came against the tobacco companies due to lung cancer? The city's attorney said that he will sue 10 corporations, from producers of chicken nuggets to frozen pizzas to potato chips. And what about products like granola bars that are marketed as healthy? But have you ever looked at the sugar content in those products? I think far from healthy. I actually remember walking into a store where they were doing some sampling, one of these healthy products. It was either the bars or a drink. And the woman who's the sampler going, oh, you know, it's so healthy for you. It has natural ingredients and blah, 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 blah. I picked up the product, turned it over, and I said, yeah, and there was an enormous amount of sugar in the product. Right. I'm not going to purchase this product. The claim is that government has to shoulder the healthcare cost associated with the research linking these high UPF consumptions with higher risks of obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, depression, and even some cancers. It is estimated that more than 70% of the U.S. food supply is made up of everyday consumed ultra-processed foods, but children are getting 60% of their calories from these foods that are void of any nutritional value. And if you've noticed, much of the marketing among the CPG products, especially cereals, they target children. And even the fast food places like McDonald's, I mean, they've done incredible campaigns with children, really pulling in the children. But then I start to think about what some of the fresh produce companies have done, and they have been partnering with some of the Disney characters. And again, they're starting to get into the pool or the mix with this promotions starting to attract the children, which I think is a really good idea, because kids, once they develop a taste for something, I mean, I've even had friends of mine, their children loved oysters. I love oysters, but I just can't imagine a 4 or 5 year old asking for a dozen oysters because they love them. But that goes to show, once you capture those taste buds, they stay with it. They, you know, children, you know how they always eat the same thing? What about those kids? Everything is chicken McNuggets. Well, let's get them in the habit of just having, broccoli. I love broccoli. And speaking of all these wonderful fresh produce items, before we continue our discussion, let's take a moment to shine a light on one of these wonderful fresh produce items with our first-class sponsors, who is a true leader in the world of spuds. Peak of the market. Proudly Canadian, proudly Manitoba. Manitoba is a true potato powerhouse, growing top quality potatoes and storing them to ensure a fresh local supply all year long. No matter the season, Manitobans can count on homegrown potatoes to elevate their everyday meals or shine in their holiday dishes. Next, issues can arise from global trade that require experts to navigate smooth sailing for payments. That is when you turn to the DRC, also known as the Fruit and Vegetable Dispute and Resolution Corporation. They will help you navigate through these channels and trade with confidence. Now, grab a healthy piece of fruit as we cut to commercial to hear from one of our other fantastic sponsors.
120 years ago, in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the US, opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues, with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
And we're back, continuing our discussion about ultra-processed foods. I was curious to know what the global value of this segment is. The global processed ultra-processed food market, it's continuing to expand, with one recent market forecast placing the global processed food market at about $2.09 trillion in 2024, with an expected increase to near $3.23 US trillion by 2034. I mean, that is so mind-boggling, it's even hard for me to pronounce. $3.23 trillion by 2034. Now, let's compare this with the value of the global fresh produce segment. According to a 2024-25 market report, the overall global market for fresh fruits and vegetables was estimated at $753 billion in 2024, with expected projections to reach $1.27 trillion by 2033. So here we go, UPFs, $3.23 trillion by 2034, fresh produce, $1.27 trillion by 2033. The two big commodities driving this, the top commodities of fresh produce, are berries and avocados. Berries take the top spot with an estimated value of $35 billion in 2025 and a projected value of $43.9 billion by 2030. The avocado category is the second commodity driving the whole fresh produce sector. It's estimated over $20 billion for 2025, with a projected value of $26 billion by 2030. The growth has been driven by increasing demand for convenience, affordability, and shifting dietary patterns. So let's keep that going. And, you know, this is really an opportunity for these products, for the fresh produce community. It's a window of opportunity to shine and really be innovative and to help accelerate that, because I don't think we're going to get anywhere close to what the value of the UPF sector is, but we could kind of jump on board and ride along with them. And I'll talk about that in a second, because speaking of avocados, let's have a mention of our Colombia avocado sponsor. It's a Colombia's main season, and Colombia has volume and quality to support promotional programs. Fill your supply gaps. Colombia avocados meet your growing category demand year-round. We're going to take another quick commercial break because I want to continue on to talk about this whole impact with this study and also the global value of both.
Zag Technical Services, we do many things. Managed services for IT needs, including consulting. Another area of expertise for us is cybersecurity, making sure that there's awareness and risk prevention. And then the final piece is the data and software services, where whether it's software automation, data management, even AI, we have things that we can do to help your business. Those are core components that your company relies on. So we have a rich history of being able to manage these IT services so that you don't have to worry about them. You trust us so that we keep your operations going and your business going ultimately. When we talk about what AI can do for you and the time savings, Even though you don't think you have something that you can just put AI in, you probably do if you have a business case that could be benefited from automation or efficiencies that are brought in. We can trust AI to do those things. And the beauty of that is you can free up time for your employees to do more meaningful work. So even if you think you may not benefit, I think it's worth a conversation because you will be surprised. We'll walk you through every step of the way and we're here to help.
And we're back. Welcome back to the Global Fresh Series. If you're just joining us, a big welcome. And as always, a big thank you to all of our amazing sponsors who make this program possible. So what's the takeaway from all the data I just shared with you before the break? Here's what stands out to me. With global value for ultra-processed food companies projected to hit $3.23 trillion and fresh produce forecasted around $1.27 trillion, both by about 2034, it's clear the fresh produce industry has some work to do. We really have to tune up those creativity. Fresh fruits and vegetables may never compete on convenience the way UPFs do, but there's so much opportunity to bridge the gap, to enhance the nutritional value of those processed products. And as I mentioned earlier as well, you know, we're never going to reach what their value is, but we could certainly ride along with them and get some incremental value as well. Because think about it, what if we made fresh ingredients part of the convenience category itself? For example, adding fresh spinach to frozen pizzas, berries to yogurt or ice cream, mushrooms as a meat substitute, and what about avocados on burgers and hot dogs, as we are already seeing? And yes, I participate in that sometimes as well, because it always makes you feel a little bit better. You know, you don't feel so guilty that, hey, I'm having another hot dog today, or it's the third hot dog this week, but I have my avocados with a hot dog, because it's all about the collaboration, not the competition. And honestly, the fresh produce industry has come a long way on the convenience front. We're seeing more ready-to-eat packs, single-serve cups, snackable veggies. Fresh produce is starting to meet consumers where they are. And I think that as the consumers begin to get more and more of the message about this whole UPF global health alarm, yes, people will still continue to eat. I mean, we all love some of these products, but it'd be nice to see them add more fresh produce to their plate as well, either as a compliment or even if they just enjoy eating it on its own. And there's another really interesting sign here that I saw that I want to mention that shows as a turning point with snacks. It's a company that Whole Foods Market is naming the next big thing for 2026. The company is called Soely, S-O-L-E-L-Y, and it is providing snacks with a whole fruit approach because they've patented gold, cold, which this could be like gold to them. It's a patented cold press process preserving fruits, natural flavor, fiber, and the color. It's delivering clean label sweetness without the additives. The company states that their mission is to position themselves for growth as shoppers move away from UPF snacks. Now, that is cool because I think a lot of companies are starting to get the signals that there is something here. If we're able to create something that is really attractive to consumers and has the taste, but still preserves the fruits or vegetables. It even got me thinking about my own habits. I haven't had a soft drink since I was a teenager, and I enjoy a hamburger or hot dog maybe 4 times a year, and certainly always with avocado. And because I love cooking Indian and Middle Eastern dishes, it's always easy to prepare vegetables in different flavorful, creative ways that never feels like a compromise. But here's the bigger picture. We are at an inflection point. Ultra-processed foods are now, because they're being called a global health threat, and the recent lawsuit filed by the city of San Francisco against these 10 major companies, I think that's just the beginning. There's going to be more coming down the road, and that, my friends, is a huge opportunity for the fresh produce sector to shine, to reclaim its role as the foundation of healthy, sustainable, but also delicious eating. And we know, given the choice, people will choose eating for health over junk food. There just has not been enough convenient, tasty choices outside of junk food. But we are getting there, so keep on creating, and we'll keep enjoying the fruits of your labor. As always, it's really a pleasure having you join us today. And we stay here at the Produce Industry Podcast. We'll see you somewhere in the world, in the aisles at one of the many trade shows we attend, in the orchards, on the horizon, and now in the fresh produce sector of your local supermarket.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Galio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.